Welcome back to the Bring Your Own Kombucha podcast. We are on episode 59. We are almost at that 64 mark where we are going to end season one. And it's been such a great podcast season. I can't even believe that we have that many episodes up right now. So episode 59 features Tana Pinarski of Tana Beauty and Wellness. And this is literally one of my favorite beauty brands ever. Like, her body balm is so amazing. I put it on my baby bump from, like, day one of my pregnancy. Probably because I'm just a little bit crazy like that and always so worried about my skin. But her products are a really high quality. And they are 100% raw, pure, and effective ingredients. And all of her ingredients are ethically sourced to provide quality and sustainability. So aside from her product standpoint, she also is a yoga teacher and a health coach. And she's opening the first non-toxic beauty store in Omaha, Nebraska, which is so freaking exciting. I'm so happy for her that she's, you know, flourishing so much that she's able to open up a storefront. That's amazing. So head over to the podcast notes. I'm gonna link to her Instagram, her Facebook, and her website. I hope you guys love this episode because I really loved her sharing her journey with us. Hi, everyone. And before we jump into today's podcast episode, I just want to give a big shout out to Pink Tomato Skincare. So let me preface this with I'm actually recording this ad while I'm breastfeeding. So you might hear little Elizabeth in the background. But yeah, so let's talk about Pink Tomato Skincare. And the reason I want to bring them up is because I stumbled upon them at a health and wellness event. And upon, like, looking further into the company, I found out that they are actually all organic. They don't test on animals. They are vegan. They use natural aromas. And they also use eco packaging, which I feel like is very hard to find. So I was able to connect with the owner, Gina, who is a badass mama. She runs this business and raises her little boy, and he is just absolutely adorable. Definitely head over to her Instagram at Pink Tomato Skincare. I use a lot of her products. I would say that my favorite product of hers, and you probably see me wearing this a lot on Instagram, is her face mask. She has this pink face mask that is basically a rejuvenating cold facial, and you can put it in the freezer or in the fridge, whichever you prefer. I always put it in the freezer, and then you wear it for about like 15 minutes after you apply your favorite face cream, and it really tightens up your skin. It soothes your skin. It reduces the appearance of wrinkles. It reduces the size of pores, which is really ideal for basically all types of skin types. Furthermore, it actually fights acne, and it acts as acupuncture meridian that promotes circulation, helping, you know, rejuvenate the skin. So there's a lot of benefits to that one. And then my second favorite product is actually, you can use it for babies as well, but I use this prior to having Lizzie. It's called a konjac sponge. And Gina actually creates a couple different varieties, but for the most part, all three varieties are 100% natural. They're made without preservatives. They're made without artificial coloring, without chemical additives, no artificial chemicals. It's 100% biodegradable. And basically the purpose of the konjac sponge is that it starts out dry and it becomes hard. And then when you soak the sponge in water, you squeeze it and use it all over your body and face with circular motions. And it gently balances the pH of your skin. And you know that it's the real deal when it was actually created for babies, but because of the amazing qualities of it, adults started using it and seeing their positive effects. So I encourage you all to head over to www.pinktomatoskincare.com and try out Gina's product. She's also on Instagram and Facebook, and again, you can just find her at Pink Tomato Skincare. And for a sweet discount, you can use BYOK18, and make sure the BYOK is capitalized, and Gina will hook you up with, just a sweet discount for being a listener of the BYOK podcast. So head over there and check her out. Hi, Tana, and welcome to the Bring Your Own Kombucha podcast.
Hello.
I'm so glad we finally get to talk after being internet and wellness friends for probably a little bit over a year now.
Yes, you've been around since I first started this, so you've kind of got to see me go from the beginning to where I am now.
And for those of you who don't know Tana, I actually won one of her giveaways, like one of your first giveaways. It had to have been like a year ago. And then you sent me some products since I won. And then after that, I've literally been hooked on your cleanser and now on your belly balm that I'm pregnant. So I'm really excited to like talk about your products and how you created them. So why don't you give everybody a brief background about yourself?
Okay. So I started this about, well, such a long story, but about a year ago. I actually started this, I was just blogging, and I would talk about kind of my health and wellness journey, and talked about my skincare, and I was always making my own products, and I had a lot of people interested in my products that I was making, and wanted to know how to make them, and then I figured, well, I mean, you could make them, but you might as well just buy them, so I ended up starting Tana Beauty Wellness and creating the products for you guys to buy. And then I just kind of went from there. So, I mean, a little bit of background about me. I've been making skincare products since 2012, and I've just always been in the beauty industry. So I figured I would just keep going with it.
I love that. And aside from your beauty business, you're also a yoga teacher, correct?
Yes. I've been teaching yoga since 2013. And that's always something that I've kind of incorporated into my lifestyle. I teach once a week now, but I was teaching like 6 days a week. And then I started doing this and had to cut back a little bit. So, yeah.
I love that. You really cover the wellness world from, like, all angles there.
Yes, definitely. Yeah, I do a little bit of everything. I do the yoga, and then I also do health coaching as well. So.
Oh, I didn't know that. So what are your credentials for the health coaching?
I just have my health coaching certificate. I got that in, and that's why I actually started this. I got that, I graduated last May. And that's when I started my blog, and that's when I started blogging about the health and the wellness, and then I started the skincare, and then I just kept going with that. So I actually, this is why it's such a long story. I have always been in the beauty industry, and I actually did hair for a long time, and my mom started a bath and body company. And while I was doing hair, she opened up a shop. She got really busy and she needed help. So I quit doing hair and went to go work for her. And that's kind of when I got into formulating my own skincare products. So while I was doing that, I started formulating. I should also mention that I have very sensitive acne-prone skin, and that's why I started formulating skin care products. Nothing that I ever have used has ever cleared up my skin. And so I went formulated and I just kept going with that. So
how did you come up with the formulas for your products? Like, is there a science behind it, or I'm just so curious because it's all non-toxic beauty and it's all so effective.
Right. So I've just been researching for so long, and what I found, ironically, is that a lot of soaps irritate my skin, and I say that because I was working for my mom's soap company while I was formulating this, and I can use it on my body, but for my face, I found, like, a lot of cleansers were too harsh, so I started just messing around with different ingredients, and I came across Aretha powder. And what that is a, it comes from the soap nut tree, and the pulp of the fruit contains really high levels of saponins, and those act as foaming agents. So my cleanser is actually soap free, and I use that, Aretha powder as the, cleansing agent. That's the cleansing agent. And then also ginkgo biloba helps clear out the clogged pores. And let me think, I'm like losing track of what's in my products. Oh, calendula is also, can work as a cleansing agent. And then I just have like white clay, which helps kind of exfoliate. It also helps stimulate circulation. It doesn't strip the skin of oils. Aloe vera, which is an anti-inflammatory. It's great for acne, psoriasis, eczema. And then I added the banana and cocoa, which is kind of why it smells like banana bread.
which I love.
Yeah. And that increases blood flow. It's great for circulation, dull complexion, hydration. So it's just kind of... things that I have been working with so many different ingredients for so long that one day I was like, I'm just going to make like a cleansing dust and just see how that works if I mix it with water. And I was using it for like over a year, and I switched to something else and that did not work out. So I went back to using this and I was like, this is what I use for cleanser now. That's how I made the cleanser. And when I started vlogging, I would talk about this. People are like, how do you make it? You know, what's in it? And I was like, I'm just going to sell it because it's kind of a lot of products to, you know, mix or sell. So, yeah.
I love that. And what other products are in the Tana Beauty Wellness line?
So that's the cleanser. And you mix that with just water, a little bit of water, and then it turns into, you know, the paste, and then you rinse it off. And then we have the toner, which is the Flora Mist, and that's just a nice, simple toner. It's made with coconut water, which is good for hydration. I also have aloe vera in there, which helps with that inflammation, soothes the skin, witch hazel, which tones the skin, it balances the skin, and then it has a mix of lavender, neroli, and clary sage hydrosol, and those help kind of keep the skin plump, and they reduce irritation, they soothe the skin. So it's really just a nice toner that anybody can use. I like to put it in the refrigerator in the summer so that when if I'm really hot or if I get too much sun, because that's been happening to me this last summer. I have yet to find a sunscreen that, like, actually works. So I've been burnt really bad twice this summer. Anyway, but I use that on my sunburns. And then I also recently have been using it on mosquito bites, and it really helps with the inflammation with those, too. So
I was just going to say, like, my face gets really red at the, like, second half of the day when I'm at work. And your mist really helps with, like, inflammation.
Yes, and you can set your makeup with it. I like to set my makeup with it as well.
Oh, I love that idea.
yeah, it kind of locks in everything and keeps it on a little bit longer. So, yeah. And then we have our beauty oil, which is an all-purpose oil. You can use it on your face, your body, your hair. It's really lightweight and absorbs. It's made with camellia oil, which is great for anybody. If you break out, it's a good oil to use. It's not greasy. It's high in antioxidants, which help limit the production of free radicals. It's high in fatty acids. It has rosehip oil, which helps with scarring, helps cell regeneration. Rosehip oil is just, you know, a great oil for everything. And then I have goji, blueberry, and cranberry, which is, I call, like, the superfood blend of oils that I use, which are super high in antioxidants, the fatty acids, rejuvenates the skin, and hemp seed oil, which is good for inflammation, also good for anybody that has acne-prone skin, and also high in those fatty acids. And those fatty acids are what keeps the skin plump, and they're kind of just like building blocks for healthy skin, is what I say. And the oil also helps, if you put it on the ends of your hair, it helps soothe split ends. And then you can also use it as like a hair treatment. I like to put it in like mid-length to the ends of my hair and leave it on for like, saturate the ends and leave it on for about like 5 minutes, or five, not 5 minutes, 5 hours. And then I just shampoo my hair and condition my hair as I normally would. And that really helps keep those ends moisturized and hydrated. And yeah, it's a nice little treatment. And then you can also use it as a body oil after you get out of the shower. It's real lightweight. So
yeah, I've actually been using that as like my belly oil when I ran out of my, I keep calling it belly butter, but it's your body balm.
Yeah. Well, you're using it, yeah. And it also, I like to mix the, I use the beauty oil. I'll actually mix it with the body balm just to, you know, for a little something extra. But yeah, it's nice and moisturizing. Doesn't feel heavy on the skin.
Definitely.
Yeah. And then we have our body polish, which is a nice gentle body exfoliator. It's made with coconut sugar and walnut shells for the exfoliator. And then it has sandalwood, red sandalwood powder, which is good for brightening skin tone. That also helps with inflammation. And then the cocoa powder helps stimulate circulation, coconut, kukui, and macadamia nut oil for hydration. It's just a nice, gentle body exfoliator. And people say it smells like this, chai tea is what they tell me it smells like.
Oh, I didn't even think of that. That's so funny.
Yeah, I never thought about it either when I was formulating it, but it has vanilla and ginger and clove, and then it has the sandalwood essential oils in it. So, yeah, I guess when you mix all those together with the coconut sugar, it kind of gives it a chai scent to it. But, yeah. And then the body balm, which is what you like to use on your belly.
Yeah.
That has the tonka bean butter, which helps regenerate new skin cells. And then it has the cocoa, shea, and mango butter, which maintains moisture, helps with stretch marks, and then the coconut, kukui, and macadamia nut oil to help kind of restore that skin's moisture barrier. So I like to use that alone. It's wax-free, so in the summer, it can melt, but I always just, like, pop it in the freezer for 10 minutes, and then it's back to normal. But, yeah. Those are my products. And then I've been working on a few new products. I have been an exfoliating mask, a nourishing mask, and an herbal facial steam. So those are my new products that will be out soon.
How exciting. How soon will we be able to see them?
I'm aiming for September through October.
Love it. I'm definitely going to keep my eye out for that.
Yes. So, yeah, I just, yeah, I mean, those are my products, and I don't even know how to, I've been going from, you know, working for my mom, making the products, doing the health coaching thing, and then now I'm selling products and doing the health coaching, teaching yoga. I'm kind of a multitasking lady, I guess.
Absolutely, especially in the wellness world. So you have like the fitness down with the yoga, you have the nutrition down with the health coaching, and you have the, you know, non-toxic beauty end. But let's like chat a little bit more about your health coach, since I wasn't aware that you were one. So how do you feel about the correlation between nutrition and your skin, since you kind of are a guru from both angles?
Yeah, so so the reason I actually wanted to be a health coach is because of, it kind of goes along with my wellness journey about me being in the beauty industry and then going and doing hair. And during this time, I should mention that I have always struggled with acne and digestive issues since I was like in high school. And while I was working for my mom, I kept looking into health coaching because I actually had a colonoscopy while working for her. And was diagnosed with IBS, which I already knew because I had two colonoscopies in my life, and it's just something that I've always struggled with. So nothing really got figured out, and I had been looking into health coaching, and I was like, you know what, maybe this will help me. And it was kind of just like a personal journey. I didn't know if I would actually want to do anything with it, but I just love learning, so I was like, well, I'll do it. It's a year program, you know, what can I lose? And while getting into this, I learned so much about my digestion and healthy living. It actually, I like completely healed my IBS, and along with that, that really helped my skin. I mean, my products were working, what I was using was working, but I still would get, you know, occasional breakouts. And after healing my stomach, my gut, and my digestion, I saw a huge difference in my skin. So that's why I think it's so important to kind of figure out what works with our own bodies, because it really shows on the outside.
So what were some of the modifications that you had to personally make that helped, you know, reflect the change in your skin?
Well, I stopped eating dairy, and I also stopped eating grain, which I still eat in moderation now, but I completely cut it out of my diet, and that helped a lot. I cut back on sugar a ton, which seems like something so simple. You know, you hear it all the time, don't eat dairy, don't eat grain, and don't eat sugar. But it really does make a difference.
Well, and I think that it's easier said than done as well. Like, that's all great and dandy, but I feel like it's probably a little bit harder to cut out sugar. I mean, sugar's in everything from, like, hard. You know, sandwiches and, you know, your bread and things
it's
like that.
And once you do it, I mean, once you do it and you get used to it, kind of turns into something that you don't even want anymore, because I was drinking like so much coffee, and you don't realize, like, you know, the sugary drinks and the even though I wasn't drinking like pop or juice, I was drinking coffee that had like the, you know, the sugars in it from the flavors, and those were always like my little treats, and then I found out how much sugar is actually in them, and I was like, well, this could be a big problem for me. I didn't realize I was drinking something that had just as much sugar as, you know, a can of Coke. And, you know, everything has sugar in it. So it was hard to cut that out. But once I got it out and kind of started weaning it back into my diet, I like can't have anything that has a lot of sugar in it. So, and I still do love my sweets, but it's hard for me to eat, like, you know, you can tell the difference when something has a ton of sugar in it to, you know, when there's not a lot. But that, and then the dairy, and the grains. And I mean, not everybody needs to cut out grains out of their diet. A lot of people can still eat grain. It's just me personally, I do better without it. So.
Absolutely. And I feel like that's the most important thing, is really just knowing what your body can handle and what works well for you.
Definitely. That's something that I always tell my patients, is that I want to find something that works for them, because what works for me might not work for them. And that, I mean, that goes along with skincare as well. Like, I love my skincare. I think it works great, but I know from my experience that, like, I couldn't use anything. So what works for me might not work for somebody else, and vice versa, you know? So if someone's like, I don't like your products, I don't ever take offense to it, because I'm like, well, you know, maybe it just doesn't work for you.
Right, right. No, that makes total sense. So with that being said, since you are so, you know, well-versed from the nutrition and the yoga and the non-toxic beauty, what are, like, your go-to sources when you're doing your own personal research? I know that you have the credentials from your health coaching, but just, you know, on a daily basis when you have questions or when you're looking up new products, like, what are your databases? Do you go to certain websites, certain books?
I love the Environmental Working Group to look up and see, like, what's toxic and what's not. When I'm researching different products, I always like to look at what sells good in the market, and I will look at Think Dirty. I'm like, why is my mind going blank? That app to kind of see, like, what ingredients are in what products and the toxicity of them. And then I just kind of go through, like, my suppliers and see, they always have different, like, articles on, you know, up and coming ingredients and whatnot. So, yeah.
So are there any wellness podcasts or any other, like, wellness bloggers or anything like that that you also look at?
I love to, well, you, of course, you're just full of information.
Thanks.
But, yeah, you always have new and good information. I like the I Am Well and Good, their website, Mind Body Green, Chalkboard Mag. I like to look on there for different articles and inspiration and to learn new things. And that's just for everything, between for skincare, health and wellness. Mind Body Green has a lot of stuff about yoga. So anything to keep me kind of inspired and to kind of keep me going, give me new ideas.
Totally. And what about, I kind of want to ask you from the entrepreneurial aspect, what, like, has it been hard trying to tap into the non-toxic beauty industry? Do you find that people are like, hesitant to think that, you know, oh, it's non-toxic beauty, so it's not as effective, or kind of like any biases like that?
Totally. I think that's, like, a common misconception, that people think since it's non-toxic and it's all natural, that it's not going to work. And I think it's completely untrue. I mean, I've used things with the most simple ingredients. I mean, my products are very, I think that they're pretty simple. They have a lot of ingredients in it, but they're all 100% natural. And they all have a purpose. So even just, like, using, for example, the Aretha powder, that is used on its own just as, like, a cleanser for people use it in for dishwasher detergent or laundry detergent. So I think people just need to kind of tap into it more and, you know, try it for themselves. I think that when big companies market products, they're usually using like a key ingredient as the ingredient that makes a difference in your skin for like, I don't know, I'm trying to think of something. Like, let's say like Lancome came out with an ingredient and they say that camellia oil or something is in the their moisturizer. I mean, that's the natural ingredient that is in the beauty oil, and it's 100% pure. It's not filled with fillers and whatnot. So I think that people just need to, more people need to try it out, the non-toxic beauty products, and just see for themselves.
I totally agree. I feel like I even have like family members who won't even like go near a non-toxic beauty product if they're just like, oh, there's no way it could work. You know, it's just natural ingredients. And you're like, no, like it actually is more effective, and you're doing so much more damage when you're putting products with chemicals on your skin.
Right. And that's what, a lot of products have fillers in them, or yeah, they're just filled with toxic ingredients and you don't realize it, but now this is like a new and coming thing, and we've been using these toxic ingredients on our skin for how long, until, you know, not too long ago, when people started realizing that the ingredients in our skincare and our body care is, you know, causing cancer or, you know, causing harm to the body. So you know, we need to kind of like make up for all that time that we've been using these things on our bodies.
Absolutely. Yeah. I feel like the past like 20, at least 25 years, maybe a little bit more, I was definitely using like the conventional brand. So now I'm like kind of, I've literally tossed out like almost every toxic brand in my house and kind of started from scratch because it's just so harmful.
I know, me too. I'm working on my makeup stash. I have a hard time getting rid of my makeup for some reason. Like, I'm like, I have all this makeup, but I feel like I need to use it, but so much of it is not good for you. I used to be a freelancer for Too Faced, and so I have, like, all this Too Faced makeup, and I'm like, I don't want to get rid of it, but I need to get rid of it, because I want to, like, swap it out for, you know, the clean versions of whatever I'm using.
Totally. I actually just posted an article because I really like Beauty Counter, and I like Organic Bunny and Josie Maran.
I love Organic Bunny.
And they just have, like, really great options, but I'm the same way. Like, I have all this, like, nice Sephora makeup, and I didn't want to toss it out. So I actually found a company in, or I shouldn't say company, an organization in Washington that, you know, collects all gently used makeup, and they donate it to women who are homeless or, you know, battered and things like that. Because I just felt so guilty just, like, tossing away this, like, gently used makeup.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
I need to look into that.
Yes, I actually just posted it on my website. I'll send it to you.
Yeah.
But do you have any other favorite non-toxic beauty brands that you, you know, grab for?
Yeah, well, I've been adding to my makeup collection. I have some vapor beauty products that I really like. I have a primer that I like from them. And I really like the Pacifica brand just because it's so reasonably priced and you can get it at Target or Whole Foods.
100%. They are really a fiscal brand.
Yeah. And same with like Well People. I've been using Well People for a long time. I have been using their bronzer for like a few years now. And then now they just started selling at Target as well, which is nice and convenient because I think that's part of the reason why people don't buy non-toxic products is because it's not available to them. So it's nice that Target's starting to bring in some of these more clean brands that are affordable.
I totally agree. So can you tell everybody where they can find your products and where they can find you on social media?
Yeah. So you can find our products on shoptanna.com, Tanna, T-A-N-N-A. And then you can find me on my Instagram at Tanna Beauty Wellness and on Facebook at Tanna Beauty Wellness. I think those are my only ones. I'm trying to think of like all the different like ways you can find me. I think that's it.
And I have one more question for you, and I ask everybody who comes on the podcast, what is your favorite flavor of kombucha?
Ooh, ginger.
Can I tell you, I swear that's like 99% of the answers. How funny is that?
I love the ginger. The GT's brand, they have, blueberry. Is it blueberry ginger?
Yes.
Yeah, I like that one too.
So good. Well, thank you so much for coming on the podcast. I totally appreciate it.
Yes, thank you so much for having me on here.